DHS shakeup continues, Border Patrol Chief Banks resigns. By Randy Clark on May 14, 2026. U.S. Border Patrol Chief Michael Banks announced his resignation from the agency effective immediately. Banks' abrupt departure is the latest of several high-ranking Department of Homeland Security (DHS) officials to leave the agency in recent months. Banks, appointed by President Trump upon his inauguration, was formerly the border czar for the state of Texas. Breitbart Texas confirmed the announcement with several sources within CBP who say Banks had been contemplating his exit for several months. Banks had officially retired from the Border Patrol before assuming the role as Texas Governor Greg Abbott's first border czar. As a political appointee in the Trump administration and former Border Patrol retiree, Banks cannot retire twice from the agency and will depart through resignation instead. Banks' departure follows that of several top leaders within DHS. In March, DHS Secretary Kristi Noem departed the agency and was subsequently replaced by Oklahoma Senator Mark Wayne Mullen. Later that month, CBP Commander Gregory Bovina announced his retirement from the Border Patrol. A short time later, Todd Lyons, the acting director of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, announced his retirement effective May 31. Breitbart Texas spoke to former El Centro Sector Border Patrol Chief and CBP Commander Gregory Bovina, who also confirmed Banks' retirement. Bovina spoke to Breitbart Texas about Chief Banks, saying, "Banks was out there on the ground with us in Minnesota and stood beside his agents when the bricks and rocks were being thrown." Bovina says Banks was in the mass deportation camp of the Trump administration and understood the only way to undo the damage done to the country during the Biden administration's years of an open border was through large-scale interior removal operations. "Chief Banks was definitely in the mass removal camp and understood there is no soft approach to a border that was left wide open for 4 years," Bovina stated. "He supported our troops on the ground and is just another proponent of mass removal operations to exit DHS." Bovina told Breitbart Texas he spoke to Banks shortly after the announcement of his resignation and was told by the departing 27th Chief of the United States Border Patrol that he had aspirations of spending some quality time with his family and was proud of what the Border Patrol was able to accomplish in bringing about one of the most secure borders in the history of the agency. "Chief Banks told me he had spent enough time away from the family for the worthy cause and was looking forward to making up for that lost time with the family," Bovina told Breitbart Texas. 37 years is quite some amount of time to dedicate yourself to a cause that carries some hefty risks. He's earned this." Banks, a California native, served for 10 years in the United States Navy before joining the Border Patrol in 2000. Banks began his Border Patrol career in Calexico, California, and would occupy various positions within the agency over the next 25 years. Before retiring from the Border Patrol, Banks held leadership positions in Texas, Arizona, and California. In January 2023, Banks was named by Texas Governor Greg Abbott as the state's first border czar. Banks would hold that position until being named the 27th Chief of the United States Border Patrol in January 2025. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Before his retirement, he served as the Division Chief for Law Enforcement Operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X @RandyClark.